debt. It keeps you tossing and turning at night. You can't get away from it. But the truth is, the system is designed to trap you in debt. Insanely high interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. There's a new way out of the debt trap, Pivotal Debt Solutions. Pivotal Debt Solutions isn't like the old school debt relief companies that string your debt out for years. They have aggressive strategies that can end your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. Pivotal Debt Solutions can cut or even eliminate interest. Find programs to write off your balances so you owe less. Stop those threatening phone calls, and without bankruptcy and without a loan. Bottom line, they find every solution possible to end your debt permanently. Before you do anything, contact Pivotal Debt Solutions first. Talk to them for free. Find out how fast they can help you get out of debt. Visit zapmydebt.com. That's zapmydebt.com. Zapmydebt.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at TomHartmann.com.
Welcome back. Tom Hartmann here with you. Just another example. By the way, I wrote a piece that's over on alternet.org right now about, you know, a government of billionaires and oligarchs, how Jimmy Carter said we're an oligarchy, not a democracy, with unlimited political bribery. The proof of this is Mike Pompeo rising to the top after, you know, giving a daily tongue bath to Donald Trump. Since he decided that instead of having a professional CIA briefer provide the president's daily brief, that he would do it himself, you know, et cetera. You know, learning how to suck up to oligarchs seems to be the skill set necessary in this White House. On the line with us, Senator Bernie Sanders, our old friend of the show, sanders.senate.gov, of course, his website. You can tweet him at SenSanders or at Bernie Sanders. Senator, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Tom. How are you?
I am great. Back in January, you did a town hall, as I recall, you know, on Facebook and whatnot, on Medicare for All, and got millions of viewers and participants. You've got another one coming up?
We do. On Monday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to be doing a live stream, and the topic is going to be the decline of the American middle class, the rise of oligarchy. It really is going to be a unique type of town hall, certainly one that is televised. We're going to have Elizabeth Warren on. We're going to have Michael Moore. I know you know Michael.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have Derek Hamilton, who's a professor of economics and urban policy at the New School. And I'm doing it for two reasons. Number one, as you well know, Tom, corporate media often does not focus on the main issues impacting working people throughout this country. And that's what I wanted to do here, and get into some depth about why the middle class for 40 years has been in decline, why we have massive levels of income and wealth inequality, you know, why we are the only major country on earth not to guarantee health care to all or paid family and medical leave, why our kids are leaving college deeply in debt and others can't afford to go to college, what the decline of the trade union movement has meant to decent wages, what bad trade policies have meant to the deindustrialization of the country, et cetera, et cetera. So we got some great panelists. We're going to be focusing on extreme poverty, why the middle class has declined, and where do we go from here? How do we create an economy that works for all? So those are some of the issues.
That's marvelous stuff. I'm looking forward to that. That's next Monday?
That'll be Monday at 7 o'clock. It will be
Eastern time.
Held at Eastern time. It will be held at the auditorium at the Visitor Center in the Capitol, so anybody in the Washington area might want to come. And it will be live-streamed on my Facebook, on Michael Moore's, Elizabeth Warren's, Young Turks, and a bunch of ACTV, Now This, The Guardian, So we're going to have, I think, a very large viewing audience.
That's great. You should give Free Speech TV in, you know, on that one, too.
We'd love to. Anybody and everybody, we'd love to. And we'll continue to do these programs. We want to work with as many progressive outlets as we can. And the goal here is to really tell corporate media that the American people want serious discussion about serious issues, not just political gossip.
Right. And in the context of serious discussion about serious issues, while I have you here, what are you seeing as the biggest issues in front of us right now that we should be paying attention to, and in particular that we should be citizen lobbying our elected representatives over?
Well, there are a whole lot of issues that are out there that we're working hard on. I have a resolution that will be coming to the floor of the Senate, I think on Tuesday, maybe on Wednesday. It's a privileged motion which demands that a vote be taken and will be taken on use of U.S. military force in Yemen. And the issue here, it may not seem like a very important issue, but it is. And not only because Yemen is right now, as a result of a Saudi-led attack, undergoing massive, massive suffering and a real humanitarian crisis. This is a very poor country to begin with. But what I have sensed for many, many years is that the Congress has abdicated its constitutional responsibility to make decisions regarding war, and given that over to presidents, whether they're Democratic or Republican presidents. So, I mean, all of us who are old enough remember the horrors of Vietnam and other American military interventions. And what the Constitution is very clear about, it is that the Congress determines whether or not the United States gets militarily involved, goes to war, not the president. I want to reassert that authority and want to debate on Yemen. Obviously, the other issue that is on people's minds as a result of that terrible shooting in Parkland, Florida, is the need for gun safety legislation. And yesterday, I thought, was rather an extraordinary day in that young people from all over the country, including Washington, D.C., here in Vermont, came out onto the streets, and they said that it cannot just be the NRA that determines gun policy in this country, that there's sensible, common, sensible gun safety legislation supported by the vast majority of the American people, whether it's improving or expanding background checks, doing away with the gun show loophole, doing away with the so-called straw man provision, allowing people to legally buy guns and then selling them to people who shouldn't have them, whether it's banning assault weapons. There is growing sentiment that we need Congress to act. Unfortunately, in Washington, the Republicans are beholden to the NRA, not to the American people. But that is a fight that has to be waged. I would say that health care remains a major issue. I think what they have discovered is in that special election in Pennsylvania, there was significant opposition to the Republican effort to repeal the Affordable Care Act, throw millions of people off of the health care they have. As you know, I happen to believe that the United States should join the rest of the industrialized world and move toward a Medicare for all single-payer system. But health care remains a very important issue. High cost of prescription drugs is a huge issue. And, of course, the whole Trump presidency. We can go on for 18 hours about that one. But,
yeah. You know,
stopping his effort to divide us up based on the color of our skin or the country we came from, where sexual orientation, our religion, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So those are some of the issues that I've been...
On the walkout by the kids yesterday in school, here on Free Speech TV and Sirius XM Progress and Progressive Television, Progressive Radio. In fact, Free Speech TV is the largest progressive television network in the United States. It's 60 million homes, I believe, they're in. We covered it really well, but my understanding from the media overview I'm doing this morning is that Fox News, owned by billionaire Rupert Murdoch, basically pretended it wasn't happening. How do we get through to people who are living in the right-wing media bubble? Go ahead.
First of all, congratulations. You know, and I know that you and others, I think Nina Turner is also working in Free Speech TV.
Yeah.
And that's a very important part of what we need to do. And I know you've been doing this for years on your radio show. And I really do applaud you, because what we see with corporate control over the media is right-wing billionaires like Rupert Murdoch and others controlling major parts of television and radio. And you have areas in the United States of America where people are absolutely unfamiliar with the progressive ideas, which I think if they heard, they would be supportive of. But they're not hearing them. They're certainly not going to hear them on Fox. And I think, you know, the answer, you know, what I have been trying to do, Tom, is just visit many of the states that Trump has won. And I think that's what, you know, national Democrats should be doing, is getting out there and talking to people in Trump land. I was just last week, as a matter of fact, I was in Texas. I went to a town called Lubbock, Texas City, which voted 2-1 for Trump. And yet you have 45% of the people either Latino or African-American, and the rest of the people, almost all of them, everybody, is working for really low wages.
Yeah.
You know, so you got whites working for low wages, Latinos working for low wages, blacks working for low wages, and 2 out of 3 people there vote for Mr. Trump. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people are not hearing what a progressive vision is about. So we had a great rally. We were in Lubbock. We had like 1,300 people out. We did a rally in San Antonio, just a huge turnout there. We did something in Phoenix, Arizona, also a great turnout. And, you know, what Democrats cannot continue to do is just spend their time on the East Coast and the West Coast. We got to get to the rest of the country, where I think when you talk about the need to raise the minimum wage to a living wage, talk about health care for all, you talk about asking, demanding that the wealthiest people in this country start paying their fair share of taxes, that we make public colleges and universities tuition-free, that climate change is not a hoax, but one of the great environmental crises facing the entire world. I mean, you talk about those issues, people will say, yeah, that's right, that's right. But they're not going to say, they're not going to agree with you, they don't know about it. So that's why we got to get out there through media and through personal appearances.
There you go. Senator Bernie Sanders, you've got a town hall coming up on Monday. You want to restate that real quick? And because I want people
it's
to show
be
up.
It's live streamed Monday night, 7 o'clock. It'll be on my Facebook page. It'll be on The Guardian, Young Turks, a whole lot of Facebook pages. I think people will find it very interesting discussion of income and wealth inequality in America and what that means for our country.
Sounds like a plan. Senator Bernie Sanders, thank you so much, Senator, for being with us today.
Thank you, Tom. Keep up the great work.
You too, sir. It's always great talking with you. Thank you. We'll be back in just a few minutes with more of the news of the day and my take on it, your take on it, your calls, whatnot. In just a few minutes, be sure to check out Bernie's site, sanders.senate.gov, and, of course, ourrevolution.com, I think, is the more recent one. We'll be right back. The oligarchy rolls on. This is, I think, probably one of the biggest stories, how Mike Pompeo got to be Secretary of State. We talk about that and what it means for our republic. Senator Bernie Sanders drops by today. Professor Richard Wolff for our regular Thursday segment. Evan Greer is talking about, he's with the Fight for the Future, talking about net neutrality. A big day. You can check it out. You can get the podcast commercial free of all 3 hours of the program at tomhartmann.com. You can see clips of it right here on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter.